content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in...
That's your problem.
Hello, everyone, and thank you very much for tuning in, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. You can find us here on BBS Radio every Monday and Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And, you know, if you'd like to be a featured guest here and heard on more of the hundreds of the world's largest live broadcasting stations, live radio streaming over in many, many countries, over 36 of them, and some of the most trafficked social media networks and the largest podcast portals on the planet... All you have to do is text.
It's a tongue twister.
It sure is. I love how you
write
these.
One of these days you're going
to get... Oh my gosh, you have to write like this?
I do it deliberately.
You really do. This is just like... That trips me up like every time, right? Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay, all right. All right. Easy, everybody. All you have to do, though, is text the word guest to 91096, and you will receive a link to our guest questionnaire. And also, for those of you who didn't laugh, a free copy of our Secrets to Interview Riches, or you can also go to spirituallyraw.com. Thank you very much. Yes. All right. More importantly,
we have the Duke of Hell today, Jay.
The Duke of Hell?
The Duke of Hell.
You gotta hear this
one. In the house today.
Yeah, right on. Okay, so do tell.
AKA Terry L. Cook. He's been a longtime published author and has written more than 27 books. I can barely get one done. And he has over a dozen bestsellers. His latest really scary sci-fi novel, The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator, is about, of course, what do you think? The end of the world. He's appeared as an expert guest on thousands of international radio and TV shows over the past 25 years, including the prestigious 2012 H2 History Channel television special entitled Countdown to Apocalypse. Terry holds a plethora of degrees, plus two college teaching credentials and two college certificates. It's not it. There's still more. This guy, he's like the jack of all trades. Let me tell you, he's a retired Los Angeles police professional, military war vet, former National Guard officer, and that's not all. He's also a licensed commercial airline pilot with over 3,000 flying hours of experience. I don't know how he possibly does all this in one lifetime, but we're going to find out.
Right on, right on. Terry, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure.
My. Quite the resume, my friend, huh?
That's an understatement.
Well, listen, April and Jay, I'm 73 years old, so I've lived two of your lifetimes. You're just kids.
Well, you know, but first off, man, before we get dove into you, let's thank you for your service here and everything. I appreciate that.
Thank you, man.
I'm sure our audience does, really. So, New World Order, economic collapse, Bible prophecies. I mean, how long have you been studying all this for?
I read a book. I read a Christian book in 1987 that kind of got my interest up in learning more about this. And so I did it casually. And the more I learned, the more I became frightened as to what was going on, about which most people were totally unaware. And even the Christian community, even the churches, they were totally unaware of what was infiltrating our American system in all respects, spiritually, politically, and everything else. And so it began piquing my interest to learn more and more and more, and eventually... George H.W. Bush in 1991 announced the New World Order 200 times, declared essentially martial law, declared an emergency as what just happened, but in a different way with President Trump. Of course, this is a disease pandemic, but it's still a national emergency. However, in 1991, H.W. Bush announced it 200 times, and that piqued my interest. I mean, that gained my... I almost fell off the sofa at my sister's house where I was watching Bush say this 200 times. And then he said a couple of other things that I learned in that 1987 book, a Christian book I mentioned that originally piqued my interest to learn more. And he said New Age, 1,000 points of light, all these occultic terms that Satanists have been using for decades and maybe hundreds of years, you know. So the more I learned, the more I realized that our government was totally under the control of a satanic society, and such as George H.W. Bush's Skull and Bones Brotherhood of Death cult in New Haven, Connecticut. And that was surprising to me because he allegedly, well, he claimed he was a Christian. He claimed he was a conservative. He was a registered Republican. He was a World War II pilot and all this stuff. And I thought, I never liked the guy ever. Nevertheless, he claimed he was all of these conservative, Christian, old school things, but he really wasn't. And when he declared martial law and took us into, you know, an illegal, unconstitutional war and called it the New World Order, then I remembered my junior high school books forced upon me by my World War II veteran teachers back when I was a kid in the mid-60s. And I had to read all of Hitler's books and do book reports on them. And in Hitler's books, he also said New World Order hundreds of times. And he even penned or authored his own book in 1942 and published it during the war, published it in Australia called My New World Order, Adolf Hitler.
So do you think that he is a developer? Is he the author of the New World Order, or does it go further back than him?
Who, Hitler?
Hitler, yeah.
No, he was – oh, it goes way back. Yes, April, that's a very good question. It goes way back. And see, that's what intrigued me as a retired policeman, and I have a degree in criminal law, and I arrested hundreds of criminals. I handled Charles Manson. I handled 8 murders, and I put a lot of bad guys in jail. Some women, but mostly bad guys. And so, you know, in the streets of Los Angeles, you pretty much run into everything, figuratively and literally. So I'm a trained investigator. And so when George Bush said New World Order 200 times and I realized Adolf Hitler had said that, I said, whoa, wait a minute. What the hell is going on? Literally, what the hell is going on? And then after he said that in 1991, April and Jay, I looked around at all the people going about their regular business on the streets. Even after he had declared a martial law, said we're going to have a war in the Middle East, it won't be another Vietnam, which I also am a veteran of, Vietnam, said it's going to be a decisive war over quickly, and it was.
And he also said the war was going to pay for itself. I distinctly remember him saying that. That's always stuck in my mind.
That was Junior who said that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. He says Bush. They're all connected.
Well, they are. In fact, you're both right. Either technically or indirectly, you're both right. So,
quite the politician there, Terry.
Yeah, right. See, his son, W. Bush, is a Skull and Bones, you know, member. Going back to he graduated in 1967 or 66 from the Skull and Bones. See, that's at Yale University, but it's not a fraternity. It's a satanic devil-worshipping cult on a separate little tiny block of real estate owned by the Russell Trust, which is a satanic society at Yale University.
But they clothe it, right? They put a fraternity cloth, so to speak, over top of it, don't they?
You mean permanently close it? No.
No, clothe it.
Like a mask of some sort?
Right. They call it this, but it's really that. They call it a, quote, fraternity, but it's really a satanic cult.
It may, April, it may. I'm not sure if they unofficially actually call it a fraternity or not, but in effect, whether they do or not, it's actually a satanic cult. And only the 15 new sons of all of the previous members that also go to Yale and have graduated from Yale join each year. They're called tapped into their society, and they have Nazi swastikas. I've actually visited Yale and visited the tomb building, and they have no windows. It's a windowless actual, you know, concrete building with huge steel doors, and no one's allowed into it except the cult members. So it's a private satanic society, the likes of which most people don't understand at all. You see, and if we believe in the Bible, then you have to understand that God created Lucifer, who later became Satan, and he was thrown out of heaven for trying to take over. And so initially he was God's most beautiful creation ever in the universe, and he became very arrogant. That's where that phrase comes from. The pride comes before the fall, you see, because that comes from the battle between Lucifer and God in heaven. We don't know a lot about it. The scripture is very faint on that. It's very brief on that. It just tells us briefly that there was such a battle. And this is on my video at www.dukeofhell.com.
All right.
So people, you can watch my video at dukeofhell.com. It's 13 minutes long. Watch the whole 13 minutes. You can buy my book there by just clicking on the red button. But it explains the initial battle between God and Lucifer. And then God created the world, and Lucifer found himself in an apple tree and deceived Adam and Eve. And here,
Terry,
we are.
Hold that thought
6,000 years.
Hold that thought for me. We got to take a quick break. Go to work from our sponsor. We'll be right back. More with Terry, everybody. Hang tight.
The year is 2021, and the world finds itself under the direct control of an unquantifiable, unidentifiable, stealthy satanic conspiracy whose goal is nothing short of snatching the souls of everyone. Get your copy of Terry L. Cook's riveting new sci-fi novel, The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator, and get lost in a tale of planned calamities engineered by a secretive cabal intent on preparing the world for the arrival of its demonic alien master. While the hellish chaos begins to extend globally, only a very few are aware that Earth has entered its final hour. The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator, grabs hold of your conscience and doesn't let up until the very last page has been read. And even then, it leaves you wanting more. The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator is available now in either paperback or Kindle formats from dukeofhell.com. Buy it now at dukeofhell.com. That's dukeofhell.com. Get your copy today at dukeofhell.com.
Happy endings and a new beginning with author and motivational speaker Michael J. Black. Michael is the star of his own true and heartbreaking drama. Michael shares his journey through snippets of his life, crushing moments that should have taken his life, and spirit-filled moments in his talks with God. Michael shares how his faith kept coming back to him, ultimately allowing him to rise above like a phoenix and charge forward with amazing intensity. There are no regrets for Michael, as the darker the night, the lighter the daybreak is. Order your copy of Michael J. Black's book, Happy Endings and a New Beginning, available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com. Michael's story is one of defeat and victory. Michael J. Black is living proof that higher power and prayer changes everything. Pick up your copy of Happy Endings and a New Beginning today, again at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com. That's Michael J. Black, author of Happy Endings and a New Beginning, available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com. All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very much. We are with Mr. Terry L. Cook, and we were just talking about the New World Order and the Bushes, and my gosh, there's so much to talk about, so little time, right? But Terry, I do want to jump into something. Speaking of today's world, current events, what the hell is happening today? Coronavirus, all these swings in the dial. What's happening from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective, we're about to begin the period of time in the Bible described as the tribulation period. Now, briefly, it's very complex, and it's taken me over 30 years of study to get a pretty good handle on.
Wait a second. But is this the famous 7 years that everybody's talking about?
That's called the tribulation period overall. The closing seven-year period concluded by the final war of Armageddon, in which 200 soldiers move into the Middle East to die, and Christ returns to wrap it all up and inaugurate the millennium, the 1,000 years of peace with him and those who love Christ.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
Yes. Now, there's so much deception going on and so many people calling themselves Christ to deceive you. That's why Jesus said there'll be many false Christs, don't believe them. And if they say that I've returned and I'm here and I'm there or I'm everywhere, don't believe them, you'll know when it's me. Okay, you'll know when it's me. All those who are spirit-filled and born-again Christians will know when the real Christ returns. Now, he's given us all the signs primarily in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13, which are called the Synoptic Gospels and also describe very succinctly and briefly the items of events, you know, the number of events that will occur concluded by his return. So I would say to everybody who's confused to try to read, Matthew 24 as many times as possible. But briefly, let me just say this. All of those things that Jesus said in Matthew 24 would be signs of the end, and which he said that the end would conclude during one final generation. And he said the one final generation would see all the signs I'm telling you about today. He said that back then, 2,000 years ago, in Matthew 24. So we're seeing all of those signs happening, not just some like World War I, World War II, Vietnam, whatever. We're seeing all of those signs happening during my generation, your generation, our generation. This is the final generation without any doubt whatsoever.
So are you saying that the 7 years is starting now, or are we into like this first or the second of the seventh year, 7 years?
Excellent question. My book covers everything that needs to happen to bring the Antichrist to power. So has the 7 year period started yet? No, but almost. And that's what my book is all about. You see? And so I'm, God willing, and so forth. And if I'm still alive, I plan on writing sequels to this first 200-page book. Now, I've written it as a novel, but it's really true. I've written it as a novel so it's easier to read in story form rather than kind of like a police report with a bunch of facts and stuff, which is based on my past training. I write doggone good police reports, and I've never had anybody critique me and send me a letter otherwise, because my reports are just like a court case. My books are just like a court case, in a criminal court of law. And I never have had, not in 27 years, somebody send me a letter saying they may think I'm crazy, but they can't document anything that's invalid in my books, because it's all documentable as in a criminal case in court, you see. So have we started? Good question, April. Have we started? No, we're about to. So everything that is going to happen in the very near future, including this virus now, economic collapse. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's a very conservative, very good newsletter online that is called ZeroHedge.com. Zero, Z-E-R-O, ZeroHedge, H-E-D-G-E.com. And they succinctly put together all of the conservative items you need to know about. But the stock market's going absolutely ballistic. Airlines are about to crash. Airlines have asked the government for $50 billion in aid because they're about to go out of business. Virtually all the restaurants are being closed down by martial law tactics. And leaders of local and state and other branches of government are all taking Orwellian control of everything. You know, the state of California has basically announced martial law. They said they're going to seize all private property they need to seize, including hotels for, virus centers.
Do you think that's – see that, Terry? You're kind of stirring the pot there, right? So do you think does anything have to do with this being an election year? I understand that what you're saying from the biblical point, but does anything have to do with this being an election year that all of a sudden this is coming out? Bam.
Well, excellent observation. It all goes hand in hand, yes. You see, they don't want Trump to win, and they tried to get him out with all kinds of lies that didn't work. But nevertheless, they violated every constitutional protection we had in all of those lies, and none of them have gone to jail for treason. None of them have gone to jail for felonious lying. It's as if it never happened. Now,
you think they will?
After they charged us $50 million to commit fraud against the president to get him out of office. It didn't work. All of this goes hand in hand. It's political chaos, economic chaos, virus chaos, and all of that leads to the need for a Messiah. You see, now this Messiah can't come from Earth. He's going to come from space.
How's he going to get here?
In a UFO.
Is that
where are they going to drop him off?
Is that Ashtar?
It's Captain. Actually, he calls himself Commander Ashtar, but you see, that's the abbreviated form of the name. The original name Ashtaroth goes back to the Book of Genesis, and that was one of God's enemy demons. Well, the head of the hierarchy, or the one of the three heads of the hierarchy, who has always been up there at the very top of the demonic structure. So if you go and study demonology, you'll see that that term Ashtaroth or Ashtar means the great Duke of Hell, which is the title I gave my book, the Duke of Hell. You see, because the Duke of Hell is the unholy trinity, the son of the devil, instead of Jesus being the son of God, and he is. But now, to counterfeit that and to make it look like the second coming of Christ, the Antichrist is going to come down in a UFO from outer space to save us during World War III. Now, World War III is staged to happen, along with economic collapse and viral martial law. You see, so all these things are about to happen, and are happening very, very quickly. You watch, look at the news, the economic newsletters anywhere, and everything's about to crash. The stock market is just about to go, and there are $900 trillion in derivatives. Okay, you remember the movie The Big Short several years ago after 2008? Okay, you watch it happen now, because we had, back then there were just a couple of trillion in such investments called derivatives. Now there's 900 or more trillion dollars in derivative investments, and they're all crashing right now.
So do you think...
Hold on.
Ask the question, but you can think about the answer on the way to, on the return. Are you saying then, don't say it now though, are you saying that the market will not recover?
Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break and let's leave suspense for the audience there. We'll be right back, everybody. You don't want to miss that answer.
Bring the wisdom and knowledge of William Michael Forbes and his spiritual team into your everyday life with one of the three mediumship courses designed around spiritual enlightenment. There is always someone with us, waiting for us to ask questions and for us to open up our ears and eyes to receive the much-needed guidance and support that this world cannot always provide. Take the journey with William Michael Forbes and explore further for what your eyes see and your ears hear are but a tiny part of the great and the wonderful mystery of your being. Visit www.williammichaelforbes.com for more information on how to connect with William and embark upon the journey of deliberately connecting with your guides, angels, and other ascended beings. Open the door at www.williammichaelforbes.com. That's www.williammichaelforbes.com. www.williammichaelforbes.com. Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
Thank you very much, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Terry. So the answer to that question was, do you want to ask it again?
Yes. Are you saying that you, in from your perspective, do you believe that the markets will recover or not?
They will not recover until the Antichrist lands his UFO in the United Nations and takes control of the world. Then he will reset the economies to a new mark of the beast system in which it'll be all cashless, debt, credits and debits, and we'll all take a microchip implant in the web of our right hands and his stamp in the forehead. The scripture says the mark of the beast will go in the right hand. And if anybody takes it so they can buy and sell, okay, they'll go to hell and burn forever. If you take that mark, it's basically worshiping the devil, the Antichrist. And God says, in read Revelation 13 and 14, God said there is no forgiveness from that point on. There is no forgiveness. If you take that mark, you have cited and decided to worship the devil so you can survive on earth, and you will go to hell and burn with your father, the devil, for eternity thereafter.
You know, so I just had a thought. I mean, whether or not people believe it to that extent is, you know, one story or another, but even the most skeptic person has to kind of come to terms with the fact that UFOs and aliens are so prominent in today's world, like the in terms of sightings, television shows, news.
You mean that they exist?
Well, that they talk about it more, and they're showing more and more proof that there's world, you know, living in other beings from other worlds. With that being said, do you think that the media is trying to spoon feed us right now to get ready for, let's say, something, an alien or an extraterrestrial did happen to land on Earth and it is televised?
April, that is one of the most exquisite, insightful questions I've ever been asked. Jeez. The way you articulated is absolutely amazing. Yes. You see, even though they would like us to believe, that the demons would like us to believe that aliens existed zillions of years ago and they've been visiting Earth since the beginning, and they have in certain respects, you know, spiritually, because Satan's people have been here as long as God's people. So it's just one generation follows another generation, and then another generation follows another generation for this whole 6,000-year period since the Garden of Eden was here,
Terry, are the Satan's people, are they the reptilians?
Yes.
Okay, so those
now
are the...
I can say that clearly and succinctly and briefly, as I just did, because it's all a deception that Jesus said to beware of, and he said that the Antichrist appearance would be an unusual event. He said it would be a deceptive event that, listen, folks, listen very carefully, that if it were possible, this event would deceive even the very special people of God himself, okay, the very elect, Scripture says, would be deceived, if it were possible, by what's about to happen. So it's not going to be a usual event where you're going to see some idiot walking down the street and said, I'm the second coming of Christ and I'm here to save the world. That's all nonsense. It's going to be an event from outer space that's going to knock everybody on their keisters, and they're all going to go, WTF, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How much?
What the hell?
Yeah. How much percentage-wise do you think our government is filled with the reptilian race?
Totally. But I don't mean literally totally, because not each one of them is a snake with a human skin on it, okay? So, but they're all involved because our government's been totally taken over by the Council for Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and a million other Masonic organizations and secret societies and so forth, all of whom secretly worship Lucifer, their god. So the whole planet now is being devoid of Christian belief. We're being suppressed. Persecution, prosecution, and execution soon will follow, as Hitler did, and as every satanic dictator has done throughout history.
Hey, Terry, let me ask you this, and I want to just roll through this in the interest of time here. So Trump, if you can, is he part of the reptilian group, or is he one of the, let's call it, the good guys?
Well, he's one of the good guys. Many say otherwise, but he's one of the good guys, and his opponents say otherwise, you see, because they want him out, and they don't like the fact that they couldn't get him out and all that false stuff for 3.5 years and $50 million later of lies and persecution. So now they're doing it a different way. But Trump's really a good guy, and he has good intentions. Nobody's perfect. No human's perfect. He's worth a lot of money. Nobody is sinless on planet Earth, and rich people usually have more sins in their background than poorer people.
So,
but nevertheless, he's a good guy, and he means good. Everyone else around him doesn't.
Do you think that God, Jesus, a higher power, whatever you want to title it, do you think that this higher entity put Trump in place for a specific reason, or was it just by chance?
I think God allowed it to happen because it was our last chance, you see. And now it didn't work, not to Trump's fault, you know, not to his desires. It didn't happen. I mean, he's resisted it, you see. But no man can resist the evil that's coming and that's been prophesied in the book of Revelation for 2,000 years. Nobody can pray against the fulfillment of these end times prophecies. God's had it. Okay, he's going to let all this end history as we know it, and the real second coming of Christ that will be counterfeited very soon by the coming of the Antichrist, Ashtar-Roth, which is the unholy trinity in the book of Genesis and onward, or afterward, I should say. You see, this demon's been around for zillions of years, and now he's in a body called Ashtar, the Ashtar Command. All you got to do is just Google that, the Ashtar Command, Commander Ashtar, his light workers, the Federation of Light Workers, prepareforchange.net, where they describe the event of him coming in a flying saucer and landing and taking control of the world and creating a whole new economic system and all this stuff. It's all online. It's in our face, but few have studied it, you see? But it matches up perfectly with the fulfillment of end times prophecy, the arrival of the Antichrist to deceive the whole world except for the elect, and him reinstalling a new government. Not reinstalling an old government, but installing a brand new government, a new world order, which is essentially global communism, global dictatorship under the Antichrist that will be cloaked or hidden by his initial appearance that will look good.
Who's going to be the head of this new world order coming up? I mean, is Trump going to be kind of doing leading this all up here? So are we going to still stand alone?
He's going to lead. Ashtar is going to lead the United Nations himself. They'll change it. I've sent you some illustrations that my graphic designer did on his gold UFO with horns landing at the United Nations. Now, you see, the four horsemen of the apocalypse is something everyone's heard about, and that's Revelation 6. But he will actually be the white horse that's let loose first when he lands at the United Nations, you see? So it's just my personal opinion that the Pope, who isn't really Christian, and everybody's going to hate me for
that.
Isn't
he the biggest source of satanic?
Yes. Boy, I tell you, this is a pleasure doing this program.
Likewise. Amen.
I'm going to stop asking questions. April's got all the good ones here. Hold on,
step
everybody.
Back,
we got.
Hey, you married a good woman. Not only is she beautiful, she's smart.
I tell you, man. I tell
you.
And with that, that's nice, Terry. So listen, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, everybody, more thoughts from Terry, some final thoughts from Terry and how you can get his book. So hang tight. Do not go anywhere. There's still so much more.
Has your relationship gotten a little stale? Have you got stuck in a rut, perhaps starting to take each other for granted? Then it's time to spruce things up a bit with this 10-week self-guided program that's based on 40 years of research on what makes relationships successful.
Carr N. Weary, licensed marriage and family therapist, guides you through this program where each week you will receive a video about a particular principle and a worksheet that will give you something to focus on in your relationship for that week.
For more information, go to www.insightscounselingcenter.com. And make sure to scroll to the bottom of the page. Again, that's www.insightscounselingcenter.com.
Do you have a hard time sharing your thoughts, opinions, feelings, and emotions with those closest to you or expressing your needs in your romantic relationships? Would you like to create openness and honesty in your closest relationships?
Lynn Everard is a life coach and expert in teaching people how to speak their truth. He is the author of How Speaking Your Truth Could Save Your Life and How It Saved Mine.
It's time to speak your own truth. Connect with Lynn Everard at www.lynneverard.com or email at leverard@lynneverard.com. That's L-E-V-E-R-A-R-D at lynneverard.com. Hey, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Mr. Terry Cook with us. So, Terry, you know, I want to recap just a couple of things we just said and then let you kind of roll here for a second. So, you know, we've got this UFO Commander Ashtar coming down, right? Okay, and he or it whatever is going to become the head of the United Nations. So in essence, is Ashtar going to be dealing with all the heads of the other countries and saying, okay, this is how you're going to run it? Are they going to have any choice in the matter? Is it going to be like a dictatorship kind of scenario?
Yes, all the above. No, they're not going to have any choice. But let me answer that statement this way. Let me qualify that statement this way. They are all following him by choice in the sense that they have agreed to work for him. So they have been implanted into his new administration or administrations in all nations headed by him at the United Nations, you see. So the United Nations will be restructured, and it will be a global control mechanism through which the New World Order is orchestrated through his appointed people in various nations, you see.
So hold on for a second. So you're saying that all the heads in the world are going to drink this Ashtar's yes. Kool-Aid, whether they like it or not, or do they have a say and say, you know what, I am not drinking the Kool-Aid?
No, yeah, great question. You see, they will willingly, and they already have, drank the deceptive Kool-Aid. By the time Ashtar arrives and completely takes over their minds, they will think they're doing the right thing. They will actually think they're doing something good, when in fact, they'll be following the son of the devil himself right to hell. Now, so the first three and a half years of the total 7-year period called the tribulation are relatively nice. You see, he actually arrives during World War III, which is about to happen. He stops World War III. Daniel says he signs a peace treaty with the world. So the world will wonder after him. He'll call fire down from heaven. He'll heal people. He'll make people think he's Jesus Christ in the second coming. And then 3.5 years later, he'll actually reveal himself. And from that point on, it's called the Great Tribulation. It's called everything bad in the Bible. 1/3 of the Bible is about the end of the world. And it's also called the final 3.5 years of history on planet Earth, at the conclusion of which Armageddon is stopped by the real Jesus Christ, who returns on the real white horse from heaven and inaugurates the millennium. He restores Earth to its Adamic state, to its original Garden of Eden state, in a heartbeat, in his word, and then we have 1,000 years for those who love Jesus, the real Jesus, the real Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one and only Son of God. We have 1,000 years of peace on earth with him. At the conclusion of that 1,000 years, there's a final war. Satan is let out of prison. He's been in prison for 1,000 years. He's let out of prison. There's one final war between all of God's people and all of Satan's people throughout eternity and before eternity. And then everything's wrapped up. God says in the final book of Revelation, the final chapters of Revelation, that the whole universe will be wrapped up and thrown into the burning fire of hell, you know, the lake of Hades. So all the universe, this old earth, the sun, everything, maybe the sun's hell, I'm not sure. It's hard to know. God knows. But he said all of the universe, the old universe, is thrown into the lake of fire with Satan and anyone's ever followed him and been deceived by him throughout history. And all of us who love the real Jesus Christ, the one and only begotten Son of God who died for us at the cross, and if you simply believe in him, you shall be saved and go to paradise with God forever. Yeah! All of us will go to a new heaven and a new earth that God's created for all of us.
I just need clarity on one thing. This white horse that Jesus is getting here on, what is that an analogy for? How is Jesus really getting here?
Actually, it's a spiritual as well as a physical return of Christ on, when Jesus left us, he had a new body. Okay, it was physical, but he could also transform his physical body. Remember, you probably remember the old saying about, somebody not believing that Christ actually resurrected himself from the dead. You know, he was God in the flesh. So God resurrected Christ from the dead, and there was a guy called Doubting Thomas. Jay, do you remember Doubting Thomas?
Yes.
And they were inside a home. So Jesus appeared inside the home. He came through a wall. You see, he transformed himself and came through a wall, and of course, they didn't believe him. So Doubting Thomas said, well, I won't believe until I touch you. He approached Christ and he felt the holes in his wrist. And, you know, and he saw the scar in his stomach where the soldier, you know, pushed a sword into his stomach to verify he was dead. And then Doubting Thomas said, yes, yes, you are the Christ. You are Jesus. This is the same guy. You look a little different. You can come through walls, but it's the same Jesus that went to the cross, and I believe it now. And then Jesus said, okay, you're blessed because you saw me in person in my new form, but what a blessing it will be for those who never have seen me but believe this and believe that I'm the Christ, the real Christ, and you'll get saved by believing in me. Those are especially blessed who never saw me, you see. So Christ is going to return, and in the book of Acts it says he'll return just like he left. And he left in the clouds, and he'll return in the clouds on a white horse of some kind. But the Antichrist is going to arrive on the white horse of the apocalypse in Revelation 6. That way the world will be deceived into thinking he's the second coming of Christ when he'll actually be the Antichrist. You see what's about to happen?
I see what's about to happen. So I hope you do too, everybody. Mr. Terry L. Cook, thank you very much. And so tell everybody where they can buy the book, how they can get a hold of you, all that good stuff for us.
My 13-minute video is so informative, ladies and gentlemen. It's the result of 30 years of such investigation, okay, condensed down into 13 minutes. It's really informative. It's a little scary, but so is what's about to happen. So is what's happening now. So watch the whole video, and if you can't afford my $12 book, God bless you anyway. Get on your knees and accept Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, because we're about to go into a time where Jesus said, if you're not saved by him, you'll believe the Antichrist, worship him, and go to hell.
Where can they get the book? Where can they get the book at, Terry?
All they have to do is go to www.dukeofhell.com. Dukeofhell.com. Watch the video, or just go click on the red button and go right to Amazon from that red button, and you can buy the book there for $12. Dukeofhell.com, Dukeofhell.com.
And Dukeofhell.com, in case you just didn't get that. Mr. Terry Cook, everybody, thank you very much, Terry, for being on the show with us.
Coming.
Really enjoyed it. And oh, by the way, everybody, don't worry, because we are having Terry come back.
Yes, and we're going to be covering.
Yes. So there'll be more. Yeah, you got it. It's all good, everybody. It's all good.
More on the New World Order, the economic collapse, more about the Mark of the Beast, 666.
Satan, Lucifer, all your Sunday favorites.
Psycho,
all right.
Political brainwashing, communism in America, and this one I can't wait to talk about, Obama, the perfect Manchurian candidate.
On coming up next, everybody. All right, everybody, listen, I hope you enjoyed it because we most certainly did on our end. Mr. Cook, thank you very much, and we will see you next time. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. Look up and I wonder why. Don't you want to know what is? Do we really exist? Is life but a flame? A star burning out. And I see things have changed for me. I look up and I feel the ceiling has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. Look up and I just don't know why. life we lost our way. Will we be here another day?